join me in the spirit of prayer. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. For those of you who are devotees of the evening news, you may be aware that in the industry there is a line to describe the way they go about choosing what story to lead with. It's very simple. If it bleeds, it leads. The crucifixion of Jesus would have been gold for TV news crews. And we can imagine the newscasters lined up and documenting the event and focusing on the pain and the suffering. And we have to take a step back from all of that, because we people seem to like violence. You know, we don't want it in our own lives, but we go to movies where people are hit and killed. We see all over our world. We can see the violence unfolding in Ukraine and in other countries. And we know violence takes place here. And all of this matters because these are eruptions of evil. Evil is real. And that is one of the lessons we need to take away from the story of Jesus' crucifixion. Evil was real. And evil is still with us. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, are called to live our lives in a certain way so that we might help push back against the forces of evil. I asked for illumination as we began to read tonight's lessons. And one of the things we need to focus on is that John is not a perfect witness to the death of Jesus. John wrote with an agenda. And John was part of a community that had fallen out with the Jews who worshiped in the synagogue. So if you think carefully about this, the idea that the Jews did not want something to happen is actually a rather preposterous claim. More appropriately, he might have said, the religious authorities. And that's not to let them off the hook. But one thing we should not be doing is falsely labeling an entire people as being evil. One of the great canards of the Christian faith is that the Jews killed Jesus. The Romans executed Jesus. And it was the Roman government that did that. And we might think, well, why do these facts matter? Well, Jesus is the truth, and we should be dedicated to sharing the truth. The story of Jesus' fall and his crucifixion are awful enough that we don't need to give evil extra power. Those of you who get my daily reflections know that today's message was titled, The Worst Day. And if you look at it historically, there are some claims that could be made in that favor. Abraham Lincoln was killed on Good Friday, in April of 1865. Not as serious as that, but today's tax day. And I can't imagine anybody other than a CPA or professional accountant takes any pleasure in tax day. Now, I'm not going to do this now, but I could have long conversations about the good things the government does. But we can engage in this hyperbole. And as we do that, we lose sight of the worst thing that happened on Good Friday. And that was the death of Jesus. Which, of course, leads to the reasonable question, what is good about this day? Take a moment to think about Jesus. Take a moment to think about what he did for us, what he did for all the people he knew and encountered and taught and healed and comforted. Think about what God did for us. And think about what was made possible through the death of Jesus. Jesus did that for you and for me. And that is good. And indeed, that is great. We don't forget the bad things that happen in life, but we are not invited to dwell on them, to focus on them as if they are all that matters. Because out of this horrible moment, God brought forth salvation for all of us. And that is what we're going to celebrate on Sunday morning, whether we're gathered in Colburn Park bright and early at 6 o'clock in the morning, or if we're here at the more civilized hour of 10 o'clock for service in our sanctuary. We will be celebrating the resurrection, the gift of new life, and God's triumph over death. Now, God did not promise that death was going to go away. Death is part of life. And how we approach that says a lot about whether we've taken the teachings of Jesus to heart. My hope and my prayer on this Good Friday is that we will all be moved and saddened by what happened to Jesus, and also what happens to people to this day. And we can think about the evil that unfolds around us, and we can even reflect on our own complicity. And then we can work to stop it. That's not the work of a day, or a week, or a month, or a year, or even a lifetime. But it's something we all need to dedicate ourselves to. To hear the teachings of Jesus, to look at the example of his life, to bear any burden. God loved us so much that he was willing to live as one of us and to die as one of us. Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We thank you for his sacrifice on the cross, and we pray that we might be worthy disciples of him. In his name we pray. Amen.